Blackstone Audio presents Vampire Zero by David Wellington. Rex Roth. 1. A crystalline sweep of snow flashed across the road as her headlights gouged white tracks through the darkness. It wasn't far to Mechanicsburg, to the address the Special Subjects Unit dispatcher had given her. In the middle of the night, there was no traffic, just white lines in the road to follow. She arrived still partially asleep, but that changed the instant she popped the door and stepped out into the freezing winter air. It was just past Thanksgiving. Arkley had been underground for 2 months, and she'd been chasing him night and day. But maybe this was where that trail ended, where her guilt and her duty ended. Maybe.
Support's on the way. ETA 10. In 30 we can have this place buttoned up, Glower debriefed her, not even bothering with hello.
He was a big guy, a head taller than her and far broader, and the epitome of a Pennsylvania police officer. Bad haircut, thick but not bushy mustache, pasty white, except where the sun got his ears and his neck. He wore the uniform of a Pennsylvania state trooper, the same as Caxton. Once he'd been just a local cop, one who'd never even visited a murder scene. He'd seen a lot of terrible things since he met Laura Caxton, but now at least he'd reached a higher pay grade. After the massacre in Gettysburg, his hometown, she had him assigned directly to her SSU. He was a good man and a great cop, but he still had visible fear lines etched into the crinkles around his eyes.
I figured maybe we could wait this one.